This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It is that time of week for all things movies. We call it Cinema Chat. My co-host is Nick Alderink, and Nick this week is out of town, but still had the good gracious to join us by phone. Nick, it's good to talk with you. How are you?
Likewise, David. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic and glad you could join us. Now, are you having fun? Are you on business or a little of both?
A little bit of both, but mostly having some fun.
Great. I love when I hear that. Well, listen, tonight is going to be a very special evening at the Michigan Theater. And before we talk movies, we want to talk people. And a very special one is going to be remembered tonight.
Yes, our head organist, Andrew Rogers, passed away a few weeks ago. And we are paying tribute to him with a celebration of life tonight at the Michigan for an event that starts at 7 o'clock. It is free and open to the public. To come pay tribute to Andrew Rogers. The evening will feature some performances from our organist staff, some remembrances from our own staff talking about Andrew, and some video footage of Andrew playing the organ. It's going to be a celebration of the remarkable work that Andrew gave to us while he was in the Michigan Theater family.
You are among the fortunate who, to one degree or another, got to know Andrew a bit. Do you have a particular memory that stands out of his contributions to the Michigan Theater and the community?
You know, any silent film that he did, it was, you know, our last performance with him was Nosferatu, and he was tremendous at creating those scores. He created an original score for every silent film that he did. And he got so much joy out of it.
Yeah.
I would so often stand on the stage and I would introduce Andrew from the stage, and he would turn around and smile at the audience every time. He had worked with the theater for 17 years, and the amount of joy that he still got from performing to audiences was so admirable. I mean, he is a tremendous loss to the theater. We're all going to really miss him.
Well, the Andrew Rogers Celebration of Life kicks off at 7 tonight. The doors open at 6, and as I understand it, the Michigan Theater would prefer that you register. It is a free and open event and open to the public, but you want people to sign up, right?
Yeah, we like to know how many people are showing up, so if you could RSVP to give us an idea that you are attending, that would be appreciated.
Well, we will certainly look forward to hearing the stories, and it is a life certainly worth remembering and celebrating. Well, let's talk more movies. A couple are opening this week that are sounding spectacular.
Yeah, the first one is Hamnet. This is opening tomorrow at the State and in multiplexes. This is the latest from the Oscar-winning director Chloe Zhao, who made Nomadland a few years ago that won Best Picture. And the film follows William Shakespeare and his wife Agnes as they celebrate the birth of their son Hamnet. However, when tragedy strikes and Hamnet dies at a young age, it inspires Shakespeare to write his timeless masterpiece Hamlet. And this stars Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal as William Shakespeare and his wife Agnes.
Everything I've heard, everything I've read to this point says it is extraordinarily well done.
Yes, yes. It's getting terrific reviews. And like I said, Chloe Zhao, she has some reputation behind her, and I'm very excited to see how she deals with the subject matter.
I'm also very interested in a film that provides some historical perspective. It's called Nuremberg.
Yes, and this one has been out for a few weeks now, but we are just getting it at the Michigan. We just cleared some room for it. So this is going to be opening tomorrow at the Michigan. As the Nuremberg trials are set to begin, a U.S. Army psychiatrist gets locked into a dramatic psychological showdown with accused Nazi war criminal Hermann Göring, and this stars Russell Crowe and Rami Malek as the two.
Well, those were a couple of the new films that are opening and available to you, and we have ongoing series. The Late Night Classic series is going to continue, and I'm not familiar with Tokyo Godfathers.
Yeah, Tokyo Godfathers is an anime from 2003. This will be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. It is set on Christmas Eve, where three homeless people living on the streets of Tokyo discover a newborn baby among the trash and set out to find its parents. So it is a film set at Christmas time, but not necessarily a Christmas movie, which is kind of the theme that we're playing with in our late nights this year. And then tomorrow, a film that more people are probably are familiar with, Love Actually. That'll be tomorrow night at 9:30 at the Michigan. This is about nine intertwined journeys that examine the complexities of the one emotion that connects all individuals, love. And this stars Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Colin Firth, Keira Knightley, Liam Neeson, Bill Nighy, and many, many more among the British royalty of actors.
Yeah, great ensemble cast. And I don't suspect that when it first came out, people would realize that it was going to last through the generations as it has.
Yes.
But it goes strong today.
Yeah, 20 years later, it is still a very, very popular movie.
Well, the holiday season is coming up, Hanukkah right around the corner, and of course Christmas to follow, and you're going to note the spirit of the season with a couple of movies, beginning with The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yes, this is part of our holiday classic series, so it means it's free and open to the public, and we'll be showing The Muppet Christmas Carol on Sunday, December 7th at 1:30 at the Michigan. The Muppets put their spin on the tale of an elder, Christmas-hating miser who is visited by spirits who foretell his future and share secrets from his past and present, which help him change his view on life. And this stars Michael Caine as Scrooge alongside Kermit, Miss Piggy, the Great Gonzo, and the rest of the Muppets' favorites.
Were you a Muppet fan when you were growing up?
I love the Muppets, and this is one of my favorites of all time. Between this and Muppet Treasure Island, those 90s Muppets movies, they're not only so great for kids, but so great for adults as well.
Do you have a favorite Muppet?
Oh, Fozzie Bear. Probably Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear. I always liked Animal, the wild and crazy drummer.
Yeah.
That's when the show was actually on and I was watching it. Now I seem to relate more to the two old guys in the balcony criticizing everything.
Yeah, I get that.
You have an animation mixtape coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday at 7 o'clock, Don Hertzfeldt's animation mixtapes. So if Flying Cows, Mysterious Gods, and Lyrical Pandemonium sound intriguing, this mixtape is just for you. It's a dazzling 85-minute program that features excited, animated shorts from up-and-coming filmmakers, Academy Award nominees, and classical pieces that originally inspired Don to start making his own iconic work, and including a new animated introduction from Don, never-before-seen work from famed underground animator Bruce Bickford. So this is an animated mixtape kind of more geared towards adults it's going to be a fascinating evening.
Cinema Chat with Nick Aldering continues on 89.1 WEMU, and the Art House Revival continues with the French New Wave.
Yes, and Shoot the Piano Player is up next. That'll be December 9th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. This is from director Francois Truffaut. The film is about a pianist who helps his brother escape from two gangsters who retaliate by abducting their kid brother.
Oh, a feel-good movie.
This is from 1960, and this is one of those films, those early films in the New Wave that helped launch this style across the world.
I am particularly looking forward to one in the Art House Revival series called Catching the Sun.
Yes. This will be on Wednesday, December 10th at 7 o'clock. This is part of our Cinema and Sustainability series. It's free and open to the public. This will be at the State Theater. It is about an unemployed American worker, a Tea Party activist, and a Chinese solar entrepreneur who races to lead the clean energy future, but who wins and who loses this battle for power in the 21st century. And so this is a documentary that was made about 10 years ago. It's still incredibly, incredibly relevant about the future of sustainable energy.
I was surprised to see that there will be something a little outside the norm, and that is The Cure, the show of a lost world. I was never a big Cure music fan, but nonetheless, I understand that those who love them almost religiously.
Yeah, that's right, and we'll be showing this new film from them Thursday, December 11th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan on November 1st, 2024, The Cure's widely acclaimed Grammy-nominated album, Songs of a Lost World, was released. The night of the album's unveiling, The Cure performed the record in full for the first time and the first and only time at London's Troxy in front of 3,000 fans. So this film is a recut, remixed, and 4K remastered of that night, full of 31 songs, directed by Grammy-nominated Nick Wickham, and with new surround sound mixed by Robert Smith of The Cure.
Well, there are also a number of films that have been around for a while and it will continue for at least a while longer, and that includes Sentimental Value, right?
Yeah, Sentimental Value. This film is going to be in the Oscar conversations. It's now playing at the Michigan. Did very, very well over the weekend.
There's also Eternity, Wake Up Dead Man, that's a Knives Out mystery, and of course, Wicked for Good continues playing at the State Theater as well. Nick, enjoy your trip and your time away, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in studio soon.
All right, see you soon, David.
That is Nick Alderink. He is the programming manager at Marquee Arts, and he is my co-host for Cinema Chat. Cinema Chat is an exclusive presentation of 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University. I'm David Fair. Have a good weekend.